And we're back.
Oh, are we ever.
Yes. All right, so it has been a rough week. The world lost a great genius, really. Transcending many genres of music and entertainment, because he was also, as the Hasquatch pointed out, several movies.
Mm-hmm.
So you should do a David Bowie Radio Angry.
As soon as we get back to him again.
Yeah.
Put that in the list of bucket of good ideas from Underhill. Anyway, that's the more empty of the two buckets.
And he is so qualified to say which ones those are. Yeah.
So.
Well, I have to agree on that one. That one's definitely a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
there's a whole lot of tight pants in those movies. What? It's the truth.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. The Goblin King had a big spandex pants thing going on.
Yes, he did.
You know,
my sister, every time she sees that movie, she yells, "The Bulge!" Yes.
Yeah.
The Phantom.
Yes.
She always was the classiest lady in the joint.
She was. All right. So we want your poetry, whether it be you covering David Bowie's work, whether you read something that that you've written in honor of him, or something that reminds you of him. Now is the time to do it. You're going to call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Meanwhile, the Hall of Doom, wow, your music selection has been spot on tonight. I know with the catalog as big as Bowie's got, it's hard to select just enough for the show. I'm sure you're well prepared.
My wife goes, "Hey, I was tempted to download all 27 of his albums."
Holy
so not
cow.
That's not including the greatest hits or the compilation things.
Well, yeah, I mean, but those are kind of, a lot of times they're repeats.
Right. Yeah. So she's just like, I'm going, well, how much would that be?
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's a big album.
Well, I think iTunes was, before he passed away, iTunes was selling them for like the main album. They were selling them all for like $7 a piece.
Yeah. Well, they're still around that price right now.
Well, still, so. 27 times 7, that's a big chunk of money.
Yeah, it's a good chunk.
Yeah, so good. Lots of chunks going on there, you know?
Ka-chunk.
All right, so we do have five callers lined up for the David Bowie tribute. I would like to actually lead the way. I rarely ever do this. This is...
We like you leading from the front.
We do.
All right, so basically this is from earlier this week. I wrote this in honor of... This is entitled Arise, Words for David Robert Jones. Artistry, mastery. Thinking man's poet. The reinventor's reinventionist. The phoenix of the music scene. Starting anew from ashes. Experimenter and innovator. Now forced to do it once more. Arise. The inspirations you founded. The pens you have forced to move. The poets that you have motivated. Now is the time for peace. Now is the time for coming together. Justice is blind. However, so is unconditional love. Arise. What you create continues on, even after you have come and gone. What further example do you need? Poetic prophets may leave us too soon. However, their words are infinite, living beyond mere mortality. So can your words and creation. Arise.
That was cool.
Thank you.
Good job.
Good. Yeah.
All right, so should we get this Bowie fest on the road?
Exactly.
I got my spandex on. I got a, you know,
where are we gonna
a
go
wig.
With that?
I was gonna say wig. I got a wig on. But although mine isn't as cool as the one he, you know, the way he looked with Ziggy Stardust, it's more, it's just a Ronald McDonald wig I use for my Adele cover band.
It's kind of weird because it's curly.
Well, you know, what am I going to do? Sometimes it's all you can do.
He does the best with what he's...
I do.
I tried to look like Jareth. He ended up looking like, like a worker on the corner.
That was pretty solid improv. All no, right. the... no, I, you know, I'm working on an Adele cover band called the Adele Tones, and it's supposed to be all men dressed like Adele trying to sing her songs but failing horribly. That's the whole premise of the act. But because of that, I had this wig laying in the back of my car because you never know what you're going to need, a wig and maybe like a fake dress and some high heels to jump into to like rob a bank or something. So those were in the back of the car. And I just figured in
those he gave
in honor of this, I might as well wear one and just kind of try it out.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So please welcome to save us from this weird tangent we've got on. Please welcome Dennis.
Hello, I'm back. And I would like to add a few comments about David Bowie. What a wonderful talent he was, very unique. His name being David Jones, he didn't want to be confused with the monkey Davy Jones.
Yeah.
He chose a name for himself which would be meaningful. And he chose the image of a knife, David Bowie. So the knife image led his thinking that he wanted to cut through the mediocrity and get to the truth of matters of life and for his own existence. And I found that very interesting that he chose such an icon as a knife. And it's it means a lot.
Yeah.
And what a great talent. I would like to share with you words from David Bowie. The title of this is The Man Who Sold the World.
Nice.
We passed upon the stair. We spoke of was and when. Although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend. Which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. Oh, no, not me. I never lost control. You're face to face with the man who sold the world. I laughed and shook his hand and made my way back home. I searched for form and land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazely stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. We've never lost control. You're face to face with the man who sold the world. End of poem.
Well done. Thank you for that tribute to David Bowie. Thank you for participating in this. I'm glad that so many callers have decided to share with us.
Yes, and his passing needs to be acknowledged because he was such a great influence on so many. And I'm thankful that he was the person he was.
I very much so am, too. Thank you, Dennis.
All right, thank you, and God bless you all.
God bless you. That was Dennis World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
Good piece.
And a great piece.
Great choice.
Yes. And I remember, to be honest, I hadn't heard The Man Who Sold the World at all until Kurt Cobain and the crew did it. And then I went and found the original. I was like, great cover. Great respect for it.
Yeah, it's a great cover. But the thing that I always really enjoyed was Nirvana was considered so ahead of their time. And, you know, they really were. But if you listen to what David Bowie was doing at the same time Nirvana was supposed to be ahead of their game,
yes.
People are just now starting to do what David Bowie was doing at the beginning of the 90s.
20 years ago, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
God, has it been 20 years?
Over 20 years. It's 2006, or it's 2016, man.
I remember old man McDaniels had this idea about breeding pine trees. I'm totally kidding.
Wow.
Totally kidding.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that explains so much.
Twin Pines Mall. Just a singles Pines Mall.
That's true. Hey, by the way, there's that new mall they just remodeled over here.
Yes.
Have you been in there yet?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, really? I found a great place to eat there.
All right. I have a good idea how to clear the place pretty quickly.
All right.
I'm sure you do.
I'll tell you about it off the air.
Sweet.
Okay.
It involves J. Todd and a bunch of green chili.
That would do it.
All right. So we do have another caller. Please welcome from Connecticut. She is Barbara.
So we do have another call. Please welcome from Connecticut. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back for the third time tonight.
Three times in one night. Okay. When I heard about the death of David Bowie from my daughter, because I don't know, I'm on the computer a lot, but basically it's all for writing, and I hardly ever look at news.
That's good, actually. That's a really good thing, Barbara.
And so when she told me about it, I instantly started to cry. I mean, instantly. And I said to myself, wow, I didn't realize how much this affected me. And then I started thinking about it, you know, through the years, how long I'd been listening to David Bowie. Because we started in the 70s. I saw him in concert in the 70s, when he was doing that, the spaceship thing.
Yeah, Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah. No, before Ziggy. Major Tom.
Oh, yeah.
And he was doing it on stage, you know, and with the rocket and everything. And then Ziggy Stardust, the Spangles and all. And I had never really seen anyone who performed like he did and who had a voice like he did and combined the two with such brilliance and kept doing it for so many years. It just like kept on and on. Every time you heard a David Bowie song, it was different, but it was better. And so it kind of was in my head that, you know, I've really listened to it a long time. And so I finally processed it, and here's my poem. Thoughts on the loss of a great musician, David Bowie. Around the world, fans sing and strum guitars, recreating the iconic songs he wrote and played, the songs that played in the background of my life, bringing me back to the hazy, smoke-filled arenas, sweet with the aroma of cannabis, the sun-soaked afternoons and the wine-soaked evenings, in a time where music evolved like a beautiful butterfly, expanding its wings and including the new and the over-the-top, as jeans-clad consumers rushed to have the newest and the most awaited vinyl platters housed in cardboard sleeves decorated to the hilt, collected and reverently played on old-fashioned turntables before the scratch of the needle became a thing of the past. Music filled my ears, and we lauded the songs that caught our fancy, playing them over and over again like a child enjoying a new toy. The Kinks, The Who, The Rolling Stones, and David Bowie. The names of so many others sift through my brain. David Bowie, the quirky Englishman with carrot red hair, whose voice and performance moved us to tears, moving music in his direction, constantly pushing, trying on androgyny and appearing in full makeup in Spangles, always going beyond the obvious and educating us in the process. Carefree days when weekends meant live music and dope, listening in unfettered moments and music, his music a part of this all. And now the period is a tangle of smoke and Rolling Rock beer and music playing all the time, creating the backdrop for our generation.
Very well done. And I read it when you posted it earlier this week. I was so hoping you'd do that for this segment. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It took me a while to process it. But, you know, do you remember seeing those videos of the people around the world playing his songs?
Yeah.
That's what got me. That's what got me to start, you know, thinking about it, that now, 2015, people are still strumming and playing his songs, and that they have lasted 40 years. And it was overwhelming to me, really.
Yeah, he's going to be one of the ones that last on, much like in Elvis Presley, far, far into the future.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. His music, this new album, so incredible.
Yeah.
I haven't heard all of it, but what I heard was just absolutely incredible, mind-blowing, and I'm so glad that you guys did this because it is like a memorial to him. And as Cynthia said, it's a catharsis, because we really, really do need to do something, you know, to overcome this week, this awful, awful week. And, you know, my husband loved Bowie, and he did. He loved David Bowie, and he'd sing. My daughter said he'd sing along to one of his songs, and I couldn't remember which, but he would just sit there and sing along, and that song was something that had been in his head, you know, head for 40 years, so.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very, very sad, still sad to me that we lost him, but, you know, you can't keep fighting forever, and he fought for a very long time. And somebody said that he wanted to do another album after this.
Well, you know, once a creator, you're always a creator.
Yeah, he was never stopping.
Do you ever want to stop writing?
Thank you, guys. Yes, and no. And I want to tell you, Jay Todd, your poem is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Really loved it.
Thank you very much.
Really loved it. Arise. Okay, I'll get off and let the other people get on. But
right.
Have a great weekend. And it's my daughter's birthday and Martin Luther King's birthday. And Phillips will launch tomorrow.
All right.
It on the chat room.
Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
Everyone, take a look. Okay. Good night. Bye-bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Yes.
Yes.
Many lies worldwide.
Mm. It's true.
Someone who was very touched by him, in metaphorical sense, please welcome Philip from Kentucky. Oh.
Sorry. Now we can.
Okay. Now please welcome Philip from Kentucky.
Well, now works for me. I don't know about you guys.
Oh. Wait till you hear the flub at the opening of that one.
It's not a bad one. One moment. You guys keep this going. I have a burrito almost finished in the microwave. I'll be right back.
All right. just a quick question. Is this anything like After Dark? I mean, are we allowed to speak freely and openly, or, you know, I don't want to get in trouble with sponsors.
No. We're doing this as a tribute to David Bowie. I don't think I ever heard him curse, so I would say let's just keep it PG-13.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to use any profanity by any means, but I was trying to relate stories about his music, and one of the things I was going to say was basically regarding THC and nitrous oxide and listening to...
Oh, yeah. I talk about drugs all the time, dude. Go for it.
Well, as long as you're not referencing the Thin White Duke in a very, you know, very obvious way, we're okay.
I was, you know, trying to select a poem, and, you know, the best that I could come up with is one that I mentioned something about songs in this poem, and 60,000 years, I don't know if that number means much to anybody, but I think it's an anthropological notion that roughly 60,000 years, I think the long end of that is 100,000 years, that our brain capacity was capable of getting us into orbit around our planet by then.
Yeah.
The case of Lascaux and others, you know, shows evidence of our culture starting, and we're doing art and yada yada and starting civilization. So I figured with all of those things, and I also do mention something about orbit in this poem, I figured that's maybe a tenuous affiliation with, you know, your request. So I hope that, you know, and I'm just really blathering now. Must be the melatonin kicking in.
But you're good at it, Philip.
Yeah.
You know, you're...
Take your strong qualities and run with them.
It's okay. I've been reading transcripts from Donald Trump's speeches. Trust me, you don't have to say anything as long as you say it with confidence.
Right, I know. Well, and that's another thing, too. I didn't even find it. I don't watch TV. I haven't watched television for well over a full decade now. And the only way I found out about David Bowie was through Wikipedia. I just happened to be on it that day, and I'm like, oh, my, you know. But so I get news, like, way late, and I really write by what's going on in the world, you know, other than apparently 60,000 years ago. So
okay.
So anyhow, enough of my blabbing. I will get to this poem that has nothing to do with the request. But since you fellas are up, I'm going to be up, and I really appreciate you inviting me back on your show. So I'll get to it. Oh, and by the way, where are you champions eating tonight?
Well, you know,
they're going to Applebee's. Again.
Well, maybe
again.
So.
All right.
Maybe so. You know, we're going to work it out. I mean, it's possible. It is possible, Philip, that on the way to Applebee's, we may decide to deviate from that plan and go on some sort of strange food-fueled adventure. And
that sounds like fun. Go ahead.
Yeah, we don't know where we're going to end up. But you know, one thing I will tell you is if we end up someplace fantastic, J-Todd will have no idea because he'll be at home sleeping.
Probably.
Like a lame jackass.
Well, you know.
Wayne's World.
I'm kidding, buddy. I'm kidding. You miss nothing except our awesome battles at Applebee's. That's
yes.
It.
At Applebee's.
We have wrestling battles, yeah.
Delightful waitress tonight, then.
You know, she hasn't been around for a while. We get this guy who looks like a leprechaun who I kind of want to slap in the face. But I'm not a violent man.
Right. Well, I can tell that about you, sir, but... Well, I will get to it so I can allow my other poets to say interesting things about David Bowie, and I do really appreciate his music. And at any rate, farewell, David Bowie. And here's my poem. Brief summary with regard to Homo sapiens and our variously inherited legends. And I figured that does include David Bowie when you say legends. So, all right, here it goes. Our nearly 60,000-year-old human condition originated on African shores where we consumed fish enriched by omega-3s. Fresh sentience, observant of bronzed, briny oceanic waters, softly undulant and murmurous, as a comforting lullaby learned at bird-flown amber twilight, accompanied by the insect hum resonant with all things yet named. The first songs measured by our syncopated, red-muscled chests, diastolic and systolic, followed as a salutary measure of common time for all notes aligned, simple or complex, on treble and bass clefs. Imagine our premier tribe hunting by dread premeditation, chasing patterns that flock the sky high above the continent-carved lands chiseled clean from Pangaea as it ever patiently turns in orbit. Our prehensile grip collecting stars, planets, and hand-me-down constellations. And there it is, fellers.
Very well done, my friend.
Thank you so much. And also, I really appreciate you getting Glockenspiel on your poem. I only got to catch the last part of that, sir, but anybody who puts Glockenspiel in their poem, I'm a fan. So.
Not only did I put it in a poem, but I used it as a rhyming word, too.
Yes, I love that.
Bonus points.
And if you have a chance, and I don't want to be pushy, but if you have a chance, if you remember, I would love to see a printed copy of that, maybe through the Instant Messenger or in some way or other.
Well, you're friends with me on Writer's Cafe, right?
I don't know. Maybe I'm really technologically, backward. I'm from Kentucky. So.
Oh, that's not fair. There's plenty of smart people from Kentucky. Most of them have left, but there's plenty of smart people from Kentucky.
Well, maybe I'm just admitting to my own laziness, but you have it on that page, that place, on the internet.
I'll send you a link.
Well, I'd really like to see a visual copy of it. I respond well to that. So, but anyway,
okay.
You fellas have a great evening, and I appreciate coming back on the show. And I'm looking forward to next week's engagement.
I'm looking forward to next week's adventure as well, because this one has been a
okay,
doozy.
You guys have a good night, all right?
Thank you, Philip.
All right, cheers.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel. Hey, I've got a challenge for you.
Hmm.
Glockenspiel, I've actually used that in lyrics before, too. I've done it.
Okay.
Here's one I've never been able to really use seriously without making it just stupid. Glub, glub.
Glub, glub.
Try using that in a poem, and I'm making it ridiculous. I mean, and I'm actually saying that it's a sincere challenge, by the way, because I've actually tried it.
All right.
And I haven't been able to figure it out yet. But I will definitely take my hat off to you if you can pull it off.
All right. The gauntlet has been thrown.
For Glub Glub.
For Glub Glub. I think that might be the title of the poem. Anyway. We do have
another. That's the easy way out, man. That's the easy way out.
We do have another poet on the line. Please welcome from British Columbia. She is Cynthia.
Hi, this is a beautiful section of the show.
Thank you. We got a little sillier than I wanted to. I wanted to be a little more somber, but you know, we're us.
We need a balance.
Yeah, we're us.
So I have a cover of one of David Bowie's poems, his 8-line poem,
okay.
The Son. The tactful cactus by your window surveys the prairie of your room. The mobile spins to its collision. Clara puts her head between her paws. They've opened shops down the west side. Will all the cacti find a home? But the key to the city is in the sun that pins the branches to the sky. End poem.
Cynthia, I have to confess, when you do these things, you're not sure what the response is going to be. I loaded up a couple of David Bowie covers myself. That was one of them I did, and I held because only David Bowie could write a song called an 8-line poem, and the one I pulled it from has 9 lines. Did yours have 9 lines?
The one you pulled has 9 lines?
Yes.
Mine has 8. I counted. Let's see, I counted before. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh no, you're right. It's 9.
Exactly. David Bowie pulls off the mystery line.
I love that.
I counted them up, and I was howling. I was like, only David Bowie.
I love also just separating the lyrics from the music for a moment and just focusing on his imagery. It's amazing.
He's an incredible lyricist. If you get a chance. I was talking to the guys about it before the show or during a break, looking up China Girl. So it's actually a very deep song about racism and colonialism, but it's masqueraded as a pop song. China Girl.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to bringing these into school and just looking at the poetry of it for a start.
Oh yeah, right. It's wonderful stuff.
You can teach a whole summer course on David Bowie lyrics.
I did a whole week on David Bowie just this last week, and you really can go. I didn't even scratch the surface.
That's how I feel about so much. Even the part that you mentioned about the classism or the racism in the song, I mean, it's something I never even thought about before.
It's pretty. When he's talking about, I'll give you television, I'll give you eyes of blue, and it keeps going. So really look into it. It's great stuff.
Wow, and thanks, and I'm really enjoying this tribute.
Thank you. That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right.
Man.
We got one more caller.
Yeah. And then I'm going to make a fool of myself.
Well.
I'm going to do it with heart and with.
Can I do my backup poem that I was going to do? Or backup
song? Of course. Yeah, okay, of course. Yeah.
I didn't want to step on any toes.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
So, please welcome our last caller from last segment and our last caller for this segment. She is JC.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I actually just wrote this tonight when y'all said you were going to do the segment. I have been talking about David Bowie all week. I teach high schoolers. We do life skills, social skills, and a current event this week was, they came up with, who is this David Bowie? Why is he all over the place? And so trying to teach 16-year-olds why David Bowie. And so we went through and played their music, and some of them had heard some of the songs, and then some of them had heard none of them. Space Oddity, because of Rock Band. It's a Rock Band song for video gaming, but
yeah. It's
just beyond, going in and talking about how he was just a total nonconformist and beyond his time. He kind of paved the way for nonconformity. And so, I thought, that's what I want to write about David Bowie. So the title is this. I really haven't titled it. I think it's going to be Androgynous Angel. Androgynous angel in white, wings of chiffon, about to take flight like some space oddity, searching for a bit of life. I gaze in fascination at this being that has entered my house as a vinyl cover. You flit around my consciousness, morphing again and again, speaking to me from your place on the wall. Rebel, rebel is your call. Let's dance in red shoes and blue jeans until we are dancing in the streets. But you didn't stop there. You surprised us with a kiss of modern love and absolute color blindness, flossing the image once again to suits and fashion models. You made nonconformity the norm and did it in style. If only you could have stayed a little while longer. You paved the way for new sounds. Who will be the trailblazer now? As you're flying around the celestial skies, an androgynous angel taking the chorus to new heights. In plum.
You wrote that tonight?
I did.
Wow.
I'm kind of, I call it a syllabus writer. I kind of spew it and leave it. I don't have a lot of, it just kind of comes out.
Sure, it does.
Yeah.
We actually covered that a little bit earlier, but called being dialed into the muse.
Yeah.
I can appreciate what it was teaching about Bowie this week. That's what I was doing at my school as well. Where I was teaching, I ended up accidentally showing the last video that Bowie put out called Lazarus and making a bunch of children cry, though that was not a good move. But but then, actually, to be fair, that group of kids, I stopped the video. Everybody else from their age on were talking about it, and everybody was asking and begging to see it. And then they came back today and asked to see it at the end of their class. So it came full circle. However, it looked like a bad idea for a while.
You can never know when you're, especially if it's high school age, you just never know what's going to reach out and grab them.
Well, that's true. I mean, I, you know, just to be fair, I kind of did that to the fourth grade, but, you know.
Yeah.
fourth, fifth, and sixth, you know.
Yeah.
But now they know, and that's what counts.
Now they know.
That's half the battle.
You bring G.I. Joe.
I just
you
said
brought
G.I.
Joe
battle.
Into
That's
this, man.
All I'm just saying.
Really, I thought you wanted this to be serious, and now I got Cobra Commander in my head.
JC, thank you for calling our show.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for doing this segment. It gave me an outlet to get out this last piece of, I don't know, just kind of a closure piece, I think, for me.
Yeah.
Bowie.
Exactly. That's why we do these.
Thanks, you guys. You have a good night.
We'll talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm.
That was JC from Texas on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Did you ever notice Cobra Commander kind of looks like a, well.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
The character that Bowie would have played, you know?
Yeah. That's how you tied that into our.
Okay. No, that's really, yeah, I could see it.
All right. So a lot of people have mentioned Bowie's solo work. I'm just going to share with you a quick memory. When I was experimenting with poetry and many other things, I used to ride around in a white Ford cargo van with Robert Mordlin with a certain tape in the tape deck blaring loudly by a group called Tin Machine, which had David Bowie as their front man. This is one of their songs. This is entitled One Shot. The last days were the meanest. Leanest days of our lives, you threw me the pieces, I started the fire. One thing led to a dead end, one shot put her away, hey, hey. Look out on the green world, windows and wives, no bedroom to run to. No miracle jive, no conversation. Then, nothing meant nothing. $10 tore us apart. One thing led to a dead end, one shot put her away. Hot love is the dearest no money can buy. She burnt like a spitfire. One shot put her away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Thank you.
Spank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, I sorry. That was my accent acting up.
Your Etch-a-Sketchian.
my Etch-a-Sketchian existential. Existential Sketchian. It's sketchy, all right. Okay.
It is. Really, really.
Incredibly sketchy. Okay, so speaking of sketchy, I'm going to do a tribute here as well. I was going to do a couple songs, and because of a long set of circumstances, ended up not going to do it the way I wanted to. But, you know, to be honest, guys, one of the reasons I haven't been playing guitar and singing in here, and I love playing and singing, is that I'm getting really bored just playing guitar. Okay. I want to be able to do more stuff, and I kind of realized I inadvertently got forced into experimenting with it tonight, and we ran it before the show. I hope this works, but this is a tribute. Let me make sure we got everything right here. A tribute to Mr. David Bowie. And I'm gonna do this from Studio X.
All right.
All right. And this is Space Oddity.
And we're back from Studio X. Very well done, Michael.
Thank you, man.
So, for Michael, JT, and myself, we want to thank you for tuning into this special for David Bowie. Good night, David Bowie, wherever you're at.